Good morning. Areas of fog developed overnight and early this morning across parts of interior New York and New England. That's lowering visibilities in spots. Otherwise, we have some hazy sunshine, and temperatures for the most part are starting anywhere from the middle and upper 50s to lower and middle 60s. We'll continue to see that hazy sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon, pushing temperatures up into the lower and mid-80s on average. It'll be a bit cooler across the higher terrain in the upper 70s, and in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, some places may even reach into the upper 80s. A weak cool front currently moving through the eastern Great Lakes will head in our direction today. It will touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in that warmth and humidity during the afternoon hours. Most of this activity will diminish after sunset tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy overnight with some more fog developing as lows drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. With that front still nearby tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast again, primarily in the afternoon and early evening with highs near 80. The front will track off the eastern seaboard on Thursday, although upper-level winds, while shifting to the northwest, will still carry some energy through the region on Thursday. The result will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and temperatures staying in the 70s. High pressure will build in on Friday, bringing us mostly sunny skies with highs near 80, and right now it looks like that high will dominate through the weekend with temperatures climbing into the lower to mid-80s with partly to mostly sunny skies for both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level weather disturbance over the southwestern U.S. combined with an influx of monsoonal moisture will bring the possibility of heavy rain and flash flooding across portions of the western U.S. Isolated heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible from the central Sierra Nevada eastward across Nevada into portions of the Intermountain West and Great Basin. Flash flood watches have been posted for this region. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located about 475 miles west of Bermuda. Bertha is moving toward the north-northeast near 22 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected to occur later today and continue through tomorrow. On the forecast track, Bertha will pass about midway between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda later this morning. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts over a small area northeast of the center. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 125 miles, primarily to the east of the center. The minimum central pressure recently reported by an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft was 1,005 millibars or 29.68 inches. No coastal watches or warnings are in effect as Bertha is expected to remain out over open water. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 48 degrees with a west wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility in fog, 63 degrees, the dew point 60. 90% relative humidity. The wind is calm and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 29 at Mineral, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 82 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.7 of an inch of rainfall in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month, which is 0.44 below average for August. 25.27 inches for the year, which is 2.07 inches above normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 31, and 451 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, set in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m. 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms primarily late this afternoon and into the early evening, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late this afternoon and into the early evening, with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. A scattered shower or storm on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the 70s. Mostly sunny for Friday and Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-80s through the weekend, and partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.